Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. China has condemned North Korea's latest launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile, joining criticism by the United States and South Korea. China's foreign ministry said in a statement Saturday that the launch defied UN Security Council resolutions and the common wish of the international community. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said North Korea's latest launch was blatant in violation of multiple United States Security Council resolutions. The top diplomat added that as a principal economic enabler of North Korea's nuclear weapon and ballistic missile development program, China and Russia bear unique and special responsibility. South Korea's defense minister, Sung Young-mu, speaks through an interpreter.
North Korea's ballistic missile launch is a serious, provocative act that clearly violates the UN Security Council resolutions multiple times and threatens security and peace on the Korean Peninsula. In particular, even though our government has proposed holding military talks, North Korea went ahead with its missile provocation.
The White House chief of staff has been replaced with a retired Marine Corps general who has been running the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Reince Priebus had been increasingly sidelined in recent weeks by President Donald Trump. In speaking to reporters Friday, the press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, said the conversations about this started about 2 weeks ago. Still, University of Akron political science professor David Cohen says this is unusual.
Reince Priebus, save for the chiefs of staff that closed out administrations, Reince Priebus is by far the shortest serving chief of staff in our nation's history.